Wait, that's there you go. But, cocktail. Hey, well, it's a boy.
Lexi's having a boy.
No, stop it. No, I just went to my best friend's gender reveal, and she's having a boy, and I'm so excited.
Oh, you've been talking about her, right, for quite a while?
I'm so excited. She didn't really, like, reveal it to many the social media world, just her friends and family, until obviously right now the gender reveal. But I'm so excited. She kicked a soccer ball and the smoke went out, so like the smoke of the color of the
reveal. How you showed us the video.
I know. And it was funny, I went to a different gender reveal a few weeks ago too, and they also did a soccer ball, and so I guess they said they got it off Etsy. I think you can get it off different sites, but that's just the one they did.
Just did a pumpkin. So she lit something in the pumpkin, and then like pink smoke came out. So she was having.
Oh yeah, some people do that too. Like not a firecracker, but
it's
like
it looks like the same thing as whatever flew out of that soccer ball. It's just like a big
powder
fog
smoke.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but what?
I think it's chalk.
What if you like light the pumpkin or kick the soccer ball and nothing comes out? Like, is it set on, like, some kind of, like, streamer thing or something?
No. I don't really get this concept, but I guess gender reveals now, sometimes the first time they do it, it's a fake one, so you kick it and it's white. I don't know if it's just to build the suspense. So they had that one, and then the second one, it was just, and first of all, this chalky powder, whatever they put in it, gets all over you. It's not like,
really?
It stains sneakers, it gets on your clothes. So I don't know, they just fill it up, so in the whole, like, if you were to drop it on cement, it would crack open. It's like this plastic. And they just fill it
the
with,
soccer ball was?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a hard plastic, and they just fill it with, I guess powder, and they just fill it enough so when you kick it,
it makes a big stream of it.
Yeah.
Did she know that she was having a boy? Like, does the person pregnant know the gender, or is it like they get like a secret envelope they hand
to? So I don't know if everyone does gender reveals the same way, but so far, everyone that I've been a part of, nobody at the party knows except one person. You go to the doctor, I guess you get the envelope of, is that what you got?
Yeah,
an envelope, Annie?
Yeah, you can opt to find out the sex or not find out the sex.
So she got an envelope and it just said boy or girl, but no one in her family opened it. The sister gave it to a coworker. Like, the coworker would set it up. I guess she would order it.
How cute.
So it's a complete surprise. No one knows about it. The parents don't know. It's just like the suspense of not knowing. It's so exciting. But my mom's like, we always make a party out of something.
Yeah, and it's getting out of control. I feel like when they first started a couple years ago, ones that I went to was just a basic cake. Mm-hmm. So they cut the cake open, they lift it, and it would be pink or it would be blue. Now it's like everybody's outdoing each other.
But not even that they're outdoing each other. Everyone wants to see their reaction. Well, regardless of the reaction, you're having a kid. So if it's a boy or a girl, like, you should be excited either way. Like, you shouldn't just be, like, more excited. Even if you are deep down inside, like, that's not something to, like, save it and show your kid later on when your dad really wanted a boy, but you turned out to be a girl, and he's, like, sitting there, like, trying to smile. Like,
either way, whether it was pink smoke, blue smoke, whatever you're doing, the reaction is still going to be just as excited. I just think it's just the fact that you finally, all this waiting, and now you know, like, this is what I'm having. You didn't have one, right, Annie?
No, and it's too soon for me. I feel like, because you can find out the gender, if I'm not mistaken, because everything's a blur, I think at like 3 months.
Yeah.
It just seemed too soon to know. I didn't want to know. So then for the next like 6 months, I would already know what the sex is. Like, it was so much more crazy waiting 9 full months to know what the, and then when they throw them on your chest and they're like, it's a boy or it's a girl. And you just, like Christina said, you're just happy to have the baby. Where I feel like if I had done the gender reveal in the beginning, like, I'll admit, and when I first got pregnant, I was like, I hope I have a little girl. I want to put her in little bows and dress her up in cute matching outfits to me so we can like hit the street in the same outfit. And if I had done the gender reveal, who knows what my face would have done? Who knows if I kicked that soccer ball, if I would have been like, oh, I'm having a boy. I wanted a girl. But when they threw him on my chest and they said boy, I sobbed. I just was in love. And that thought didn't even cross my mind, boy or girl.
Yeah.
Does that make, I know it's kind of,
no, it
sounds
makes
weird.
Total sense. Now, did you, when you went to the doctor, since you weren't planning on revealing the gender, did they even give you an envelope?
No. So they say to you, you go for this, it's a full anatomy ultrasound. It's like an hour and a half, it takes forever. And they say, do you want to know the sex? And I said, absolutely not. We don't want to know. But then you have to tell them every time you go for an ultrasound, hey, we don't know because they may slip. And Sean swears every time we went, they were like, he, he's like, I swear they said he, I swear they, which they turned out to be. They probably did. And then our doctor slipped up a couple times, so we kind of towards the end had a feeling it was a boy. Gender reveals are cool. It's not for me.
I think if I were to get pregnant and have a baby, I would want a gender reveal. One, because it's excitement, but me, even if I didn't do the reveal, I want to know the sex because I need to be prepared. I need to have the nursery done. I feel like it's so stressful. So for this, I want to be prepared.
You're going to do a gender reveal someday.
I want to.
But you can't do soccer ball now, and you're like a soccer player. Now two of your friends did soccer balls. What are you going to do?
I mean, if my now boyfriend is my future baby daddy, we talked about it. I don't know why we talked about it. Hold the phone.
What did she just say, Christina?
Well, we talked about
if he's her baby daddy, and they've talked about it.
He wants
that's super
an
cute.
He wants something to explode and an obnoxious big smoke thing.
Oh my gosh, why don't you? You could do the fireworks that spell it out, right?
Wow.
I don't know if I'd want to do fireworks, but I don't know. We're not talking about it. I don't know.
We got to save this episode so we can play it like 5 years from now and be like, remember how you were going to do it? What about you, Christina? Would you do a gender reveal?
So I think for my first one, I don't want to know. But I think after that, I would. I don't know about a big extravagant party because, like, I would save my money for other things. That's just the way that I think. But my mom, actually, she knew the first two, but she didn't know me. I was the last one.
Why?
I guess because she already had her boy and she already had her girl. So with me, it's like, why did she need, you know, to know? She already had a boy, she already had a girl. So this one was a surprise for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the first one I don't want to know. Just because, why? It's going to be a boy. It's going to be a girl, you know? And then the second one, if I'm like, oh, shit, then I'm going to be really nervous. And I'm going to be like, damn, like, I have my boy right now. I do want a girl. Like,
yeah,
you know? And you never know the complications. You never, like, I want three kids. So who knows? Maybe I will end up with, like, three girls or three boys. But
and then it was, so when I went to my friends, I was like, okay, well, do I get a gift? Because the gift is for the baby shower. That's what you get, the gifts, you spoil. So what do you do for a gender reveal? You can't show up with nothing.
Did you bring a gift?
So I got her a little something. I mean, it's really...
Wait, a little something? In your world, that is something big. What'd you get?
It is. It's a little, like a onesie, and it says, my mom can move mountains. So boy or girl, doesn't matter. And then I got her a maternity shirt, because I don't know. And that's it.
That's a great idea. Maternity clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. If you're doing a gender reveal party, then you're also doing the shower. I didn't even think of that, especially for the first kid.
That's what happened to me. So my good friend got pregnant. She invited me to her gender reveal party. And we actually talked about this like at the station, PLJ. So I was like, oh, I'm going to bring something little. So I bought her like a Wubba Nub, which is like a stuffed animal attached to like a pacifier.
You got my son one of those.
Yeah, because I think they're so cute. If, like, they love it, like, they'll stay attached to it for as long as they use a pacifier for. So I bought it for her, and she had, like, a lot of gifts and stuff, but this woman was there, and she must have heard me talk about it on the radio. And she goes, did you bring your Wubba Nub? Right in front of my friend.
Did you bring the Wubba Nub?
Yeah, but I didn't just get the Wubba Nub either. I got her and her fiance a gift card to go out to eat for like $25.
That's sweet.
That's nice.
Because it figured, you know, they want to save for the baby. Yeah. So here's dinner on me.
Did a lot of other people bring gifts?
Yeah, but she had a table out for gifts. So there, you know how people set up like a little table?
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know if I like that. That's weird. So now you're bringing all these presents for a gender reveal and then 4 months later maybe you're going to a shower?
We go out to eat recently and she's telling me and a bunch of all of us, so I'm not going to train my baby on a pacifier. He's not going to use a and I was like, damn it, that was there a cute woman up. I could have kept on the side.
Well, I got news for your girlfriend. She may not have no choice in the matter, okay? That people say what they're going to do, what they're not going to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. We had to give the pacifier because I'm trying to remember what it was. He was gassy and
really
crying, and it was the middle of the night, and Sean and I hadn't slept for 3 days, and I was so sick, and the nurse came in. I remember it was like 2 a.m. She's like, he needs this. You need to give him this pacifier because he needs something to soothe him. He can't keep using your nipple.
Who
as
said that?
The nurse.
Oh, okay.
So he was using my breast as a pacifier. So every time I'd nurse him, he was back on like every hour, and it got to the point where I was getting like exhausted. I couldn't even keep my eyes open. I didn't want to fall asleep holding him.
Yeah.
So the nurse was like, you need to sleep. I don't care if you sleep an hour, but you need to close your eyes, and he needs to learn to self-soothe. And I said, well, I don't want to give him a pacifier because it'll cause nipple confusion, because then they say it gets in the way of breastfeeding. And the nurse looked at me. She like cocked her head. She's like, girl, just relax. He will be fine. Second of all, if this makes you feel any better, pacifiers help protect them from SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome. Really? Because when they have a pacifier in, it prevents them from going into a deep, deep, deep REM sleep. So it kind of keeps them somewhat awake, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's what she said. Okay. And I go, well, that's all you needed to say. Give him the pacifier. And I use the little MAM one. It's MAM. And he's been using them ever since. We take it out during the day when we want to talk to him and laugh with him. But at night, once he's ready to go to bed, I pop it in. And you know what? He spits it out anyway after he falls asleep.
Yeah.
But she says that now. Maybe she will. God bless her. But I guarantee you she will use it.
All right.
You watch. Mark my words.
I mean, it doesn't matter, like, regardless, you know. But when you have a baby shower, you see what's on the registry. You see what they want.
Yeah.
You know, so you have an idea. Even if you don't get something on the registry, you have an idea of, you know, like, her theme is nautical for the room. Okay, maybe everything on the registry is taken, but I'll still go out and get you something with a whale on it. You know?
Right.
Like, just like that, I have an idea. So when we go to events like this, I know now not to focus it maybe on the baby and maybe just on the parents.
Which is a great idea. I love that.
Maybe a gift card so that they could go and get whatever they want. You know, and it doesn't have to be big because, like I said, I'm going to go to the shower and I'm going to end up spending a lot more money, you know?
Well, maybe that's something that needs to be put out there. Like, you know, you gave them a dinner gift certificate. Lexi gave her friend a maternity outfit. What about a pedicure, manicure gift card? Yeah. Or all that stuff, that's what people need to talk about, because then you're bringing all that.
Because you say we have all these parties for everything now, but really, like, it's expensive. Like, mm-hmm. like at the end of the day, when do you have time to save for, you know, you and, like, your kid and all that? Like, you're always, you know,
literally
giving.
This week alone, I'm in a wedding and I have to pay for, I got the alterations for the dress I have to pay for. On Friday, I have to pay for my makeup and hair to get done. I have to give them a wedding gift, right? Pay for the hotel room. And then I have a friend who's getting induced tomorrow to have her baby. I'm the godmother, so I have to make sure I get a nice gift to go to the hospital with. And then we have someone we work with who also is having a baby. We've got to send a gift for that. On top of that, we have a personal loss up by us that you want to send, like, you know, I like to say, I like to send when somebody passes away is like a breakfast thing. Like, a lot of people send dinner, but I like to send a breakfast thing. Or there's so much hitting me at once, and I'm like, oh my God. I turned to my husband today. I said, we have the mortgage due. We have all these bills due, but I'm spending, literally adding all that up, probably close to what, $600-$700 if you add everything up? Because these are big gifts. We're talking like,
oh yeah, of course,
baby shower, wedding. It's getting to the point where I almost can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you say to these people? You know, how many parties do you, like, have you guys been in weddings yet?
Oh yeah. My brother just got married, so I was in the wedding. So we paid for the shower, we paid for the bachelorette party in another state, you know, we paid for our dresses, our hair, just everything, the gifts for, you know, and when it's your brother, you're gonna
spend more.
You're not just gonna give them what you would give a normal person as a gift, you know.
And then you had the gender reveal after all that too?
My friends, yes.
Your friend?
Oh yeah, but I've had so many parties since I've got invited to my friends, my good friend, her sister, who I barely ever hung out with, her baby shower. And I still, she's a year old now, and I still have not met the baby yet. And I bought, and I went to her wedding shower, and I bought her baking. Like, I spent like $100, you know? Even when you go out to eat for somebody's birthday, you pay for them. You end up spending $150 because people got drinks, the food, like, for somebody's birthday.
Oh my gosh! So can we all just agree then, like, for our birthdays, we'll just give each other like a bottle of liquor or something?
I'm good with the blimpy sandwich.
Well, speaking of that, we should probably do a shot, right, of something.
Yeah, on a lighter note, on a more positive note.
Positive. Yeah. So what do we got?
Well, what did you say you were bringing today, Annie?
So, Annie, for Running on Coffee and Cocktails, every episode, we wrap it up with a shot, or we say what coffee we're drinking.
Annie forgot.
And this episode, we're like, Annie, oh, why don't you make us...
An old-fashioned,
yeah,
right?
I was going to bring bourbon. Wait, hold on. Let me check my...
She pulled out a bottle
of Josh. I'm sorry, ladies. Running on just coffee this week.
I am running on literally just coffee today. You got it.
Well, I guess we'll have to meet outside and have a drink. Get the pen.
All right, let's go get a drink outside.
Bye.